super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who wants to drop a Yule log right down your chimney, 42nd Street Pete.
Yeah, Merry fucking Xmas. If anybody's been following anything I've been doing on Facebook, you pretty much would know where I'm at with this whole holiday thing. And maybe tonight I'm going to expose a side of me that, you know, nobody really knows about this side of me. I didn't want anybody to know about this side of me. But in light of certain things that have come up, maybe I can set some kind of example, for lack of better words, to inspire somebody, maybe to just fucking get off their ass and do something. Anyway, I've been doing this thing around Christmas time with kids for a lot of years. And what started it was I was living up in Lake Apatcon. I was going to this bank and there was a big, you know those gurneys you see in the post office, Todd, those big fuckers?
Yeah.
You know, the canvas things. They had one of them in the lobby. And it was like something about Vietnam veterans were collecting toys for orphanages in Morris County. And it's like, you know, 4 days before Christmas, and there's like a little pile of shit in the bottom of the thing. And I'm like, you know, what's with that? And they said, well, nobody's dropped anything off. So at the time, I was doing flea markets. And I was done because, you know, I have been crazy enough to stand out in the freezing cold weather and, you know, try to hustle shit. That was when my wife was sick and all that other great shit. So that's probably why my health is shot today. But I wasn't adverse to doing that for a while. But then I didn't have to do that after a while. So I pretty much bang up around, you know, till I couldn't stand the cold. So I had, you know, a lot of toys left because I was hustling the shit. So I said, you know, this isn't fucking right. So I loaded the thing up. So I just basically started doing it every year for a while, and nobody knew I was doing it till these guys actually tracked me down. I had this indoor flea market thing going on, and this guy walked in real official, and he goes, Mr. Chiarella? And I'm like, yeah, maybe. Who the fuck are you? He gave me some kind of certificate from the Vietnam vets for doing all this shit. And I'm like, oh, you know, it was nice. So, like I said, I was doing it on, you know, in the sneak for quite some time. Then last year, I don't know if you remember, I ran this thing in a bar in Clifton. I did a trailer show, and you know, to get in, you had to bring a toy and the toys for Toys for Tots.
Right.
Right. So, okay, so I do this. I drew about, I don't know, I'm going to say enough people to make it real profitable for the bar, even though they, you know, neglected to even offer me a drink.
Nice.
So I had asked Toys for Tots to, you know, send someone down, like, to pick the stuff up, and I got, no, you'll have to deliver it. Well, I had delivered about an hour from where I live, and it was up at Picatinny Arsenal, and I had unloaded myself. So I'm like, you know, this really fucking sucked. Let's have a sip of something here. So this year, I get a letter from Toys for Tots saying they're not looking for toys anymore, looking for cash contributions because, quote, they can buy this stuff better than we can.
Jeez.
Well, number one, if you're an organized charity, the way I understand it, anybody wants to correct me on this if I'm wrong, and I'd love to be proven wrong, that when you collect cash for a charity, you only have to turn in like 20% of it.
Hmm.
And the rest pays for expenses. Namely, you're drawing a salary out of it, or somebody's getting fucking money out of it one way or another, which is completely fucking wrong.
Right.
So I understand there's operating costs and anything, but we're dropping off toys for kids. I thought this was supposed to be the Marines or something that are running this thing, that they're all of a sudden they're going to take time out from the battle to go shopping because they can do it better than we can.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, what the fuck? No disrespect, but this is what it seems like, this whole, you know, profit thing. So anyway, I'm a little tweaked about this, and I didn't really know what I was going to do this year. And I inadvertently came across some toys, you know, during the summer that I had stashed, you know, for this whole deal. But again, didn't know what I was going to do about it. Now, my sister, who goes to church a lot, which is the exact opposite of what I do, shows me this thing about there was like 55 kids, special needs kids, down in somewhere in, I guess, Newark. I would think it's Newark. It's the address I got anyway. That basically weren't going to have a Christmas. They didn't want, you know, toys. They wanted clothes, warm stuff, whatever. So at the same time, remember I went off about my wonderful insurance bill?
Yeah.
Well, I was like $800, and I said, you know something? Fuck these cocksuckers. I'm tired of paying this. I don't know what I'm going to do in that aspect, but that money I was going to go down to the flea market with, but it's been so bitter cold around here, I did manage to snag, you know, a couple bagfuls of stuff. Then I called a friend of mine who is one of the biggest closeout guys on the East Coast and told him the situation. He goes, come on up. So he goes, well, what do you want to do? And I go, well, I got X amount to spend. And he goes, well, whatever you drop, I'll match. So I basically, and you know what I drive, I filled that to the fucking ceiling with shit.
That's awesome.
Kids' snuggies, some toys, pajamas, socks, all kinds of shit. So, and I'm not saying this to put myself over as a nice guy, because I ain't. I'm not saying this to, you know, to draw attention that I just did a good thing, because that was done out of the goodness of my heart, because I got real tired of hearing about everybody saying that, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to do something, or I wish I could do something, or something should be done. No, I fucking went out and did it. That's my point. You're going to sit on your ass and wait for someone else to fucking pick up the torch and run with it? No, you go out, you do it. You want to help somebody out, you do it. And a few people had emailed me about, you know, sending me some money to do this. I said, no, there's got to be a situation in your own community, you know, do something there. Buy what they need, give them food, you know, clothes, whatever, but do something in your own community. I'm not a charity. I just did what I felt needed to be done. And it was all out of my pocket. I didn't ask for no donations. I didn't ask for anybody to do shit, because I fucking know better. But this is the way things should be done in my estimation. And if I'm wrong, anybody can correct me if I'm wrong. And if anybody thinks I'm full of shit and wants to call me out, do it to my face, because I'll pluck your eyeball out and skull fuck you. Some people think who they are and, oh, who's he to do this? Yeah, I'm doing something I feel that people should be done. And I'm not well off by any stretch of the imagination. But paying a fucking insurance company $800 for a premium, that ain't going to do me fucking shit, that they're jerking me around to begin with stupid stuff. Fuck that. Maybe I'll pick it up later on. Maybe I'll have a late payment. Maybe I won't even give a fuck and I won't renew it. It's all a fucking scam anyway.
Yep.
So that's that. Now, the other target of my ire, you know, Congress didn't pass that bill to help the 9/11 first responders, right?
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, I have been in a really foul fucking mood all day, and I'm really depressed because I got other little family problems going on, which I'm not going to address here. It's nobody's fucking business, but things are grim around here. And I'm coming home today. I was supposed to go up and shoot some wraparounds. I'll get to that in a little while. But I'm at a light, and this woman in front of me is in a car, and there's two 8x10 pictures in the back of her window with this young guy, you know, young man in a suit. And in the middle of the window, it says, my son was murdered on 9/11. And I'm thinking, what kind of Christmas is this woman going to fucking have? And then I'm thinking, what these pieces of shit with arms and legs that run this country just did, all because they're battling a president over a fucking tax extension package, we're fucked. But to do this to these people that are dying from inhaling toxic dust, to spit on the graves of the victims, look at this poor woman. I mean, this is like, I felt so fucking shitty, I couldn't do what I had to do today. Because I was over there, don't forget. So, yeah, and for these people to do this, these fucking worthless pieces of shit that we fucking blindly elect into office, this is wrong. They spend money on all kinds of other shit. Pull some of that fucking money you're dumping in Afghanistan and Iraq back here and spend it where it should be spent, you miserable, worthless cocksuckers. I mean, this is completely fucking wrong. What is this, serve your country and get fucked?
Yeah, basically.
These snake pit VA hospitals they got. They throw people in. You know, I could draw some heat for these comments, but I'm to the point now, like, I just smoked a fucking half a joint. I'm miserable. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to have a good holiday. Nobody's going to cheer my ass the fuck up. But I'm just going to say something. That back in the day, you know, the hippie days and shit like that, when a lot of, you know, anarchy or revolution or people who genuinely wanted to change shit began, you know, the rednecks and these, you know, really, you know, super patriots and shit like that who blindly fucking believe everything they're told, used to have this thing, our flag, love it or leave it. And then the hippies and the other people counter with, yeah, our flag, fix it or fuck it. Well, hate to say it, boys, we're back to that. Because it's either fix it or fuck it, because this can't go on like this shit. You know? You fucking sold us out. I mean, what are we going to do? Be saluting the Islamic flag and speaking Chinese in 10 years? That's what it fucking seems. You know, that's what it really fucking seems to be.
Well, we definitely, you know, you're talking about these bizarre circumstances where they don't want to help these people that need the help, that were there, that were responders, that took care of other people. I mean, the thing is, it just doesn't make sense. And right now, I was so frustrated at Congress because, you know, in all of my life, and maybe, you know, I haven't lived as long as a lot of people, but looking back at everything I've learned, looking through history, there's never been a time ever when one part of Congress actually went on the television and everywhere else and said in plain, clear English, I don't care what you want to pass. I don't care if it's to help children. I don't care if it's to help the needy. I don't care if it's the best bill in the world. We're still not going to pass it just because we are going to hold you for ransom until you do what we tell you to do. I mean, that's a treasonous act, and the fact that they're allowed to do that. And now, because they did that, well, now, like you said, we got other people stepping up to the plate, stopping other things. Well, you know what? The fact that they didn't just sign an executive order to do what the hell they needed to do and kick those people out is beyond me, because I just cannot understand how we as Americans stand by and say, okay, the entire Republican part of this deal, you know, and I'm not saying anything bad about Republicans or Democrats or whatever, but the fact that the entire Republican people stood up and said, we're not going to pass anything that you want, no matter what it is, until you do what we want. I mean, that's just treasonous, and in all honesty, it's really, it's shitty. It's ridiculous. It's holding something hostage.
It's beyond shitty. We elect these fucking people into office, and they completely fuck us over. And we're in a situation now, like, how do you fix it? Because they control everything. And we've let them, no, not so much. I'm not even going to say we, because I've been spitting in the face of this for fucking years, and everybody always branded me a radical and a crazy person and shit like that. Well, yeah, maybe I am, but look what you fucking got now.
Exactly.
Look what you fucking created. Look what your kids are going to inherit. And that's part of the reason I did this for these kids, because they're fucked now. They may be on the street after January. They got no fucking heat. This is bullshit. You know, it's bullshit. You help everybody else in the world, but you don't help your own. It's bullshit. And nobody wants to fix it. Everybody's afraid. Hey, you know something? At this stage of the game, and I'm being dead serious for all I've been going through lately and, you know, past couple years, you know, not to be a fucking dick, but, you know, you want to shut me up, you got to fucking kill my ass. Because that's the way it is.
Yep, yep.
I'm tired of this shit. You know, nobody wants to speak out. Everybody's afraid. What do I got to be afraid of? I'm 58 years old. I'm completely fucking unemployable. I'm in pain 24/7. I can't get fucking disability because I can't afford the fucking doctor to fucking refer me to the fucking lawyer, who I also can't afford. But anybody crawling across the border can get it, yada, yada, yada. I'm not even fucking trying anymore because I can't fucking deal with this miserable motherfucking system. So that's it. So what the fuck? And I got to have health insurance for what? Got to kill my ass anyway. I'm veering off topic. Well, there is no topic tonight.
It's just whatever you decide.
Somebody just might get back to what its original concept was after somebody else takes over the show. But what the fuck? No, and there was something else. You know, it's weird because I had to bail out. You know, we did that complete live two-hour clusterfuck, you know,
right,
the weeks ago, which I don't know. How was that received?
People loved it. People loved it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, clusterfuck theater, that's what we call it. No, I just said it was something was going on last week. I just wasn't up to doing shit, and I'm barely up to doing it this week, but, you know, you people want to hear my fucking nonsense. I shouldn't say that. I'm just being facetious. You know, people want real, and people want, you know, or want to be entertained and shit like that, which this may be entertaining to some people, but it's also reality too, unfortunately, in my case. So, and not to be a dick, I have to say something. A lot of people have supported me over the years with these DVDs and stuff, and there was a huge thread going back about, I'm going to say 6 months to maybe a year ago, that started on AV Maniacs about how I was disgusted and shit and get ripped off. And this, it, like I said, it blossomed from one paragraph into 71 pages or something. And the crux is a lot of people said they weren't going to, you know, support the Cinemageddon, these miserable fucking cocksucking download and internet thieves. Well, after careful consideration of what's going on or what's been going on and why I'm not even making expenses anymore, I am not going to do too much with the DVDs anymore. And it's a shame. And there will be six more chances probably for somebody to rip me off, because these things are in the pipeline and I'm not about to screw over people who have been very good to me and are friends of mine that have put these out. So whatever has been, you know, transcribed, replicated, whatever, you know, will be put out with my usual vim and vigor. And that will be it until some of these issues are resolved, because in good conscience, I can't, you know, ask them to invest time and money in what I'm doing when they're not seeing a return on their investment, nor am I seeing a paycheck anymore. It's a question of a paycheck. I'm not even breaking even. So fuck you, Cinemageddon. I hope you get rectal cancer and you all die. I hope the people that fucking downloaded my shit for nothing, to watch it for nothing, and gave me that fuck you. I hope that you stick your finger in your eye after you stuck that herpes-encrusted $10 bill in a stripper's G-string, rub your eyes and get herpes in the eyes and go fucking blind because you watched my shit and didn't pay for it. So there.
There you go.
So merry fucking Christmas, douchebags.
It's true, yeah. Though. It's true, because, you know, and look, it's, you know, it's one thing. I mean, we've all had bootlegs in our lives, right? You and I both have, because I'm at a convention and there's a movie there that I haven't seen since, you know, I was a kid. It's not available in America. The only way I can get it's from Venezuela, and this guy happens to have a copy of it. Okay, well, of course I'm going to pick it up, because hey, I'm not going to give him a hell of a lot of money for it. I'll pay him for what the damn thing's worth, you know, $7-$8, and bring it home. But look. You know what? That's different. That shit's not legally available. You can't find it. But when your stuff is legally available in a store or on the internet, and they would rather go and rip you off just because they don't want to spend, you know, a few bucks out of their pockets to pick the damn movie up. Well, they're a bunch of damn leeches, man. You guys are an eyesore. You're a blight on the ass of collectors everywhere. Because any self-respecting person that loves movies would go and pick up the damn thing. It's not like it's going to break the bank. It's, you know, 10 to 15 bucks. Go get the damn movie. Go to Hastings, pick it up, or, you know, order it off of Amazon or somewhere. Just get the damn movie. Order it, hell, direct from the source. Order it from Pete or the guys over at Pop Cinema. But do it the right way, man, and quit this BS, man. This is nonsense.
I'll tell you what. Everybody talks about old school ways and, you know, old school this and old school that. I'm going to put this out there. Let's see who wants to deal with this situation. If anybody out there can get me the information on who's running Cinemageddon, like a name, address, location, get me definite proof of who's running the whole thing, and I'll definitely make it worth your while, because you'll get to see old school. And by old school, talk to Dave Friedman.
That's, oh, yeah. Oh, and you don't have to worry about it. And you know what? I'm right there with you, Pete. It'll be a double trouble, old school. And then on top of that, then we'll try to bring the sons of bitches right here, and we'll bring it all on the air, man. I don't give a damn about names.
Oh, no, no. I'm going up there like, you know, I'm talking what they used to do back in the day.
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
The things that you people do not think will ever happen to you will happen. Trust me.
Yep.
All I need is a name. I just need definite proof who it is. And I'll buy you dinner 10 times over. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah. We'll take good care of you. And then we're going up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt. With friends.
And then we're going to.
Very large friends.
That's right. And then we're going to name names, too.
Very large men with tattoos.
And maybe some large women that are midgets with tattoos.
No, I don't even get to the midget thing. No, this is dead serious.
Oh, I agree.
I'll go. I got fucking friends, you know, and they're not happy about shit that goes on when it affects my poor crippled ass. So what the fuck?
There you go. Yeah, it's a load of shit, man. People need to you know what the deal is? It's you can't get justice any other way. You'll be tied up in court for 10 years, so you have to take it to the streets. See,
that's what they expect, though. They don't expect the old baseball bat to the fucking back in a kneecap, you know?
There you go.
You don't expect that.
That's because, that,
you know something, yeah. Even though you're not going to get paid, that's more rewarding to see the fucker twitching around on the fucking floor like that. And if anybody thinks I'm being sadistic, no, I'm being fucking real, because the reason people get away with all this bullshit is there has never been any retaliation. You know, they tie them up in court and they hit them with some kind of, judgment or something. Whoever gets the judgment, they got no fucking money. They hide everything. So, yeah, when they walk funny for the rest of their life, maybe they'll think twice about fucking somebody over.
There you go.
Yeah, well, not that it worked with me. You know, that was a stupid thing. But, you know, when you send amateurs to do a professional job, you know.
There you go. Huh? Bastards. Hey,
what the fuck? We're from Jersey, you know. That's a Jersey thing, you know.
And make all
Italians look bad. Not all Italians from Jersey are like that, because I live in this fucking misbegotten rectum of a state. And it is a rectum of a state because them fucking people that you see on the Jersey Shore actually live here. That's the way they are. You know, they leave the oil slick on the beach at the Jersey Shore. They're not allowed to swim in lakes in New Jersey because they have a ring around the lake. So, yeah, that's definitely indicative of, you know, what's around here. That's why I don't fucking want to be here. I don't want to be. I don't even know where I want to be.
At this point, yeah.
I think I want to be in a cave, in a mountain, and as long as I can get power, I don't care.
There you go.
I'll live off the land. Oh, and speaking of that, let's go. Oh, this is going to be, we've had almost 25 minutes of fucking negative energy here. Let's just keep this thing going. They had a bear hunt in Jersey, Todd.
It's ridiculous.
They want to kill 700 bear.
You know how? Don't even get me started, dude. Don't even take.
No,
me down.
I'm serious. I fucking lost my shit because they had some guy in the bear he popped was a yearling, and he goes, "Oh, I know it was a clean shot. He didn't suffer because he staggered about 30 yards." And I'm like, "What are you, an asshole? It's a clean shot. He didn't suffer. Let me put one through your fucking shoulder and see you flop around and see if you tell me it was a clean shot and you didn't suffer."
Exactly.
I can't believe these motherfuckers. Oh, I'm gonna eat the bear and put the head on the wall and make a robe out of, you know, yeah, you're going to eat the bear. What the fuck? What do you know about eating bears? I can barely eat pussy, much less eat bears.
Yeah, that's pretty damn ridiculous.
Yeah. Just an excuse to kill something. You see the pictures of the guys that are out there, and they look like people from out by you, you know, with the long beards and the three teeth and shit, you know?
Yeah, there you go. Welcome to
I can't
hell.
Afford to feed my kids, but I got a $20,000 Marlin fucking super scope rifle with exploding hollow point tips loaded with mercury and cyanide to bring down my kill.
Exactly.
Fucking sportsman, god damn it, I'm not a hunter.
Jeez.
I'm sure that just pissed off about it. I don't know. I don't think any of my listeners are, you know, into that fucking killing shit anyway. I mean, like I've said, if you're going to go out and you're going to shoot something, like they say, the whole deer overpopulation and shit, you know, well, why don't you just commercial harvest them? Meat is meat. I mean, if you're going to fucking just pick them off, which is cruel anyway, you know, why don't you just commercial harvest them? You know, put some different meat on the market. I mean, people do eat deer.
That's true.
Why not? I tried if it was cheap enough. I hate beef now. There was, you shouldn't eat meat. Well, I got to eat meat. I'm a carnivore, okay? I need a little. I don't eat beef, though. Just chicken, fish, and pork.
Turkey?
Yeah, turkey's good, too.
I have some shrimp. Turkey now and then. I've been getting to where I'm more and more into noodles and vegetables, and I eat a lot of Japanese vegetables, stuff like that.
I eat a lot of vegetables too. I eat vegetables with every meal. I could live on vegetables, but I'm unfortunately cooking for people who don't even know what a vegetable is. So
there you go.
They think a vegetable is somebody you push around in a wheelchair.
Well, I was going to say, you know, if you're talking about eating vegetables, that could have a whole different connotation for Cannibal Holocaust.
Oh yeah, I think Ken's never going to show that up at Wasteland.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, I hope he shows in the big room. I don't think the girls have ever seen it. That'll be like a complete, you know, buzzkill for them, which would be fun to watch.
It's like a kick to the side.
Honestly, that's one of those things you really like. you can rank on a lot of films, but like that one, and there's a couple other ones you just can't sit there and rank on.
That's true.
You could pull a Mystery Science Theater on almost anything ever made, but that's one you just can't go near.
It's true. You just feel like you just get kicked in the nuts every time you watch it.
Yeah, yeah. It always. And then they've never seen it on a big screen too. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh fuck! What else? What else is going on in the world? Oh, they're gonna stone that woman in Iran.
Oh, jeez.
All three. You know something? You want to deal with these fucking barbarians? Because that's what they are. They're out of the fucking Stone Age. I don't get it. You know, it's like, why do we placate people like this? I'm fucking dead serious. You know, the whole thing, you know, the Saudi thing is going to come crashing down too, because the leader, whatever the hell his name is, Sheikh Yabba Dabba Doo or whatever the fuck he's he's something like, what is he, 89, and he's over here for back surgery, and his brothers are like in their 70s. So the Young Turks are going to take over, and they might just say, well, guess what? Fuck you.
Yeah, could happen.
I mean, like George Bush can go flying over there and, you know, lift up the robes and peel back the foreskin and, you know, chow down. So, like he did before. They told him, guess what? We're not going to lower the prices. Blow me. Do my balls this time, Georgie.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Evil.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who does?
Well, you're doing a whole relaunch of this mess now. That's why I'm being lackadaisical, because I don't know what you're going to do, if you're going to fire me or not or anything.
Oh, here, shit. Like, you could ever get fired. Like, we're not like
brothers. Sure, I could. I can get fired from anywhere I choose.
Not from here. I think you're stuck with me. I consider you family, so you're stuck.
I actually insert the mic in my asshole and just fart the whole show out.
Shit, I would let you do it. You know, I would.
What the fuck?
That's the bad thing, you know.
I'm trying to, like, you know, like I said, I'm not in a good place tonight, but you know, the show must go on, so it's a rambling.
True.
Correct.
But I tell you, the thing is, you're right. We are going to do a whole relaunch of the station, just because we got so much going on. I'm going to, you know, I've got the website redesigned, and I've got a bunch of new shows coming in. We got like 11 new shows. We got some new music. We got a lot going on over here, and we're getting ready to hit. We're gonna be going full FM here in the area where the station is here in Kansas City. We've got, you know, some stuff going on in LA, as well as the simulcasting in Oklahoma. And here in St. Louis, Missouri as well. So there's going to be some pretty big things coming as far as actual terrestrial radio goes. It's going to bring a lot more listeners, and it's going to open a lot of doors for us as a group. And I'm very excited about that.
Cool. Maybe we'll actually... I'm blabbling. Well, we're going to... we're revamping that. Well, we don't know what we're going to do with the Dark Guy's Displeasure Chest. I don't know what it's going to be, the spinoff, because basically Todd and I have talked, and I'm not even management, but I do have some ideas. And we were thinking of giving it to Joanne, the key to magic, because that's her business.
True.
You know? And I said I would help her out, so I would. She's good people. I'll be on her show right after this, midnight.
Yep, you will.
Yeah. Midnight, I don't know if it's Friday after this or what, but midnight. And we a lot of call-in questions, and we talk about Pakistani men with brown and syrup sausage-sized penises and animal porn. And I don't know, it's, you know, something, she's real, which is refreshing, you know?
True.
Me. Too bad she's in England.
Of course, I'm frightened at this point just because of the subject matter.
So she likes golden showers. What's the big whoop, you know?
All the different weird things you guys talk about scare the
hell out of me. It worked for me. I'm incontinent half the time anyways. Well, you're from the Midwest. That's why I heard Griff was curling up in a ball, you know, the last time.
Yeah, he had fun.
Yeah, but he was getting freaked out by the whole thing. It's one thing to see this stuff, like, you know. See, that's the whole thing with a lot of people. If they see certain shit in a porn film, but if they see it in real life, they really start to, like, lose their shit, you know?
Twitch and everything, yeah.
Oh, good. I know it's that bit. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so her and the guy pissed all over a mattress somewhere in a hotel in London, you know?
So be it, right?
Yeah, great. Glad I don't work the hotel, you know.
Have fun with it, damn it.
That would be one of those things. If I was like one of those people who had to clean a room and walked in and saw that, it would be like, I just walked down to the desk and go, I quit, and just keep going. You know?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you.
Yeah, I was on probation years ago for something stupid, and I had to work a regular job, and it was like, I wound up working at some senior citizen center down in Newark where this, you know, they would shit on the floor. They'd miss the ball and stuff, and I have to clean it up. It was like, okay. All right. The minute I'm off fucking probation, this job ends, which it did.
I don't blame you.
Happiest days. I felt bad for the old people, though. They were getting fucked over. Their kids just dropped them there, and that was it. Then they'd wander down the street and get beat up. No, I'm serious. It was bad. It was like, I don't know if you know anything about demographics in Jersey, but there's like Irvington and Newark, and Irvington's really shit now too. But these people were older Jewish people, and they didn't realize that the neighborhood changed. So they wandered down there and got mugged and shit. So I was getting a little tweaked off, and I said, you know, it's bad enough I'm stuck down here, but this is ridiculous. So I had to go down there and, like, you know, here's another thing, you know, big white boy, stupid, goes down and talks to a bunch of these black dudes and, like, you know, whipped out a joint and came to a happy medium, you know, as long as I was around, you know, they weren't going to bother nobody. I said I'd keep the old folks in check up there so they wouldn't wander down there. That's all.
There you go.
Yeah. It was a sucky situation, but like I said, the minute I was off probation, I was fucking out of there. I hated the bitch I was working for. Like I said, I felt bad for the people. They were nice. They were just, you know, old and on their way out.
Yeah.
See, nobody's going to be nice to me when I'm old and on the way out.
I'll be nice to you, man.
You going to adopt me, put me up, and change my fucking diapers?
Well, you know, I will adopt you, but I'll probably pay a nurse to change your diapers like some hot chick.
As long as she's hot.
There you go. You know what I ought to do? I ought to pay Bridget to Midget to come and do your diapers, all the hell you've given me.
She's not... I do her.
Well, that doesn't say much.
Well, yes, it does, because, you know, she's just a small woman, that's all.
Oh, man.
It'd be interesting.
I don't know. That's, you know. I think you're just trying to frighten me now.
Well, she's definitely a spinner.
Yeah.
She'd be like a top. You just grip her by one arm and go, wee!
Damn.
That'd be good shit, you know?
It's the devil. That's what it is. You're just,
I have to take like 4 fucking Viagra for that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Only you. Oh, yeah.
I got to hit something. This is another, I hate doing this shit, but unfortunately shit happens. I don't know if you heard this. John Leslie passed away.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, John Leslie. For those of you who don't know, John Leslie was one of the most prolific men in porn. Actually a good-looking guy who could actually act and actually was behind the camera at times, too, as a director. Story is that he passed away from a massive heart attack. I believe the news broke last week. We couldn't do nothing last week about it because I wasn't on. But, unfortunately, John Leslie dead at age 65.
Oh.
And also, going back into the old days of wrestling, I don't know if anybody listening would remember this guy. He used to wrestle under the name of King Curtis. His real name was King Curtis Iakea. He was a Hawaiian. He was a legit Hawaiian 300-pounder who he could cut promos like you wouldn't believe. And one thing he did was when he worked in Hawaii, we went on a TV show, and there was like 30 seconds before the show ended, and he just did a countdown from 30 to 1, and nobody left.
Wow.
So he was pretty wild. And I guess a lot of the stuff he did was in Singapore. I mean, he was Mark Lewin. They used to battle all over Singapore. He was down in Florida a lot. He was up here. Here's another one. He was in the Northeast. He was the WWF Tag Team Champs with Baron Miguel Cicluna, who also recently passed away a couple of years ago.
Man.
Yeah. And he was... actually, he did come back to the WWE. It might have been ERF back then. He was managing Kamala. He was part of that group.
Gotcha.
Of course, he was completely bald at that point. His head was all chewed up. He was like a white version of Abdullah. He might have been just Samoan heritage. But quite a character. And he was like 73. That was last week, I believe, too.
Man, it sucks.
Yeah. Speaking of other things that suck, there's a rumor floating around that Mercedes Martinez might have to leave WSU because of she was actually supposedly offered full-time work in Mexico with the AAA promotion run by Conan to come in as a tag team with, I think they said it was Alicia Flash. So as this show airs, actually, I'm going to try to be at a spot show. You know, it's about an hour from where I am, but she's supposed to make an announcement to probably say what's going on. I mean, if it's to benefit her, I'm all for it. I'm all for somebody making more money and get more recognition. Unfortunately, you know, it's going to be a blow to the company, you know, of WSU. But you know, there's other people waiting in the wings. It might give them, you know, a chance to, you know, step up to the plate and shine. And there's always, you know, door probably would always be open for her to come back. So, you know, like I said, nothing that's in stone yet. This is just, you know, their internet rumor that's floating around. But I've, you know, talked to a couple people and, you know, something is going to be said tomorrow night. So,
wow.
When yeah. I know something, we'll know something.
We'll all know. That's right. Yeah.
Fortunately, my holidays haven't really been good lately. You know, I hate the bitch, but it sort of sucks because people think, you know, I mean, one aspect, but about going to New York on New Year's Eve and other things like that. And I'll be honest with you, New Year's Eve sucks over in New York. Probably is better on the Lower East Side if you can get there. But that whole Times Square deal, it's a cattle pen. And, you know, it's funny. People talk about back in the day. I can remember strolling down 42nd Street on New Year's Eve with a bottle of whiskey in one hand and a joint in the other. And nobody bothered you. Nobody at all. You know, and, you know, sure, there was pickpockets. That was your big problem. That was about it. You know, hooker soliciting, that was about it. But it was good times, you know, and the party just never ended. It isn't like that. It's like, you know, by 1 o'clock, they're sweeping up everything. Everybody's gone. They chase everybody out. It's ridiculous. We were over there, the party never ended.
Here's a little song I wrote. I wanna sing it note for note, but don't worry, I'll be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. No place to lay my head. Somebody came and took my bed. Don't worry,
don't worry,
be happy.
Be happy.
Landlord said your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry,
don't worry,
be happy. And don't worry, be happy. No style, ain't got no girl to make me smile. Don't worry, I'll be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. Don't worry,
don't worry,
I'll be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Imagine, if you will, that the most frightening things on Earth are about to come out of the darkness. They will look surprisingly like your neighbors, your friends, your family.
This situation must be controlled before it's too late. They are multiplying too rapidly.
Now accept the fact that there's no escaping the awful consequences.
We've got to survive. Somebody's got to survive.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth. Dawn of the Dead.
They must be destroyed on sight.
There is nothing you can do to stop it. It's too late. It's coming to a theater near you. Dawn of the Dead contains scenes of violence that may be considered shocking. No one under 17 will be admitted. Dawn of the Dead from United Film Distributing Company.
Jackalope 105 FM.
Fuck, you know, sucks to get old. Probably, you know, I'm going to say, you know, we're going to do this thing that Todd wants to do. It's probably going to be a 3-hour live thing, I believe, New Year's Day night, which will be something for you people to sober up to, or maybe I'll even be sober at that point, because he's relaunching the whole thing. They're all excited about it. There may be other possibilities. More of a one-on-one with you guys out there, where you can tell me what, you know, what aspects of the show you like, what you don't like, what you'd like me to try to do, people you'd like me to try to get on. You want more wrestlers, you want more film people, you want more this, you want more that. Yeah, because I do feel at times certain things have to be said, and I'd be, you know, stupid to sit here and not say them, you know, because other people are afraid to say them. And if I'm wrong, I say, you know, you may now have the forum to call me out, which, you know, I would respect. Tell them about this forum fucking thing you're going to put up where people can, you know, interact.
Yeah, starting on January 1st, when we relaunch the website here at jackaloperadio.com, you'll be able to, on the left-hand side of the main page, you'll see a little link there that says forums, and you'll be able to click on that, go to the forums, and you'll be able to interact with Pete and myself and everybody, and you'll be able to leave feedback. You'll be able to ask questions. You'll be able to talk about trashy movies. You'll be able to have fun right there on the forums with us and interact with the show, which will be really, really cool, I think.
Yeah, it should be. Because I was just saying before, you know, you went out, and who was at the door?
You know what? It was these people downstairs that were doing some kind of voodoo, hoodoo ceremony thing.
Where do you find these places to rent? It's bad enough around here.
Dude, it's freaky. I'm like, I you know what? One of these days I'm going to post all this stuff. It's going to be unbelievable. No one believes me. It is scary.
I believe you. They're blowing shit up out here. The fucking house shook a couple times. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Nuts.
I know, probably no Gamera is tunneling the fuck out down street. I'm Gamera.
That's right.
Yeah, so what else? Did we talk about the whole Joanne the Key to Magic thing coming into the Dark Girls
Yeah,
thing?
I think we did. Yeah, we covered that.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, she's really, you know, she's down to earth and good and stuff like that. And you always get Daisy Dingle Daisy on as a guest, you know.
What is that noise? You sound like you're tearing shit up over there.
I was ripping the foreskin off my penis. I was playing with a piece of cellophane. I had opened a bag.
Well, this is the Grindhouse. Have you seen any new movies lately, Pete? Anything new?
Actually, did I fucking see anything? You know, to be honest with you, the only thing that I told about, you know, that Foresight movie, but that sucked. Rig.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I've been watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
That's been pretty good, you know, as far as, you know, it's a good series, you know.
I enjoy it.
I guess it's been renewed already.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting ready to do more episodes.
Yeah, I mean, I got a pile of stuff I got to watch here. Griff's supposed to send me out some stuff that he picked up at Hastings for me.
Good.
I really haven't, been really busy selling some shit, you know, thank God. And then, you know, taking care of my parents and shit. So basically, I was watching Walking Dead, Boardwalk Empire. That was my, and of course, Politically Incorrect.
Right, right.
Or, no, was it Politically Incorrect or whatever the fuck that is? No.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, whatever the fuck the name of that thing is.
Yeah.
So that's what I was watching.
Well, there you go.
It's random, so stoned I can't remember what the fuck I was watching, but yeah.
That's awesome.
No, I like Empire and I like Walking Dead. I'll continue to watch them. I don't want to get roped into too many of these goddamn series because then you wind up, that's all your time, you know?
I'm kind of having a problem right now because for TV, I watch The Walking Dead, I watch Chuck, which I absolutely love, and then I watch The Big Bang Theory because, you know, these are nerd shows. And sometimes I catch that Law & Order LA because I'm kind of liking that. I'm like, man, because they film it on location. I love LA, so I'm always watching it to be nostalgic of all the places I miss.
Yeah, and 2.5 Men's another one I watch.
Yeah, a lot of people are telling me that's a great show.
Oh yeah, it's completely out of it. It's Charlie being Charlie. It's great.
Yep, you can't have it.
That I'd buy the box sets for. You know.
That's awesome.
Watch, it's just completely pushing the envelope. But it's not only him; they got a great cast.
Well, that's good.
I'll start watching movies again. So, it's so fucked up because you know your whole. When you're taking care of older people, you're in certain situations, your whole priorities has to change.
That makes sense.
Because, you know, people go, how come you don't write for the DOI anymore? I'm like, don't have time. You don't write for Scars anymore. Don't have time.
Is Scars even still around? I've been trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I think the website's still gone. I haven't talked to them in a while either.
No. I've been kind
of
gone.
Well, no, actually, a couple of months ago, there was some kind of, I don't know, something... They're still there. I honestly don't know what they're doing, though.
Gotcha.
It's becoming, I think, more of a Rhode Island-based New England thing.
Huh.
But I have no problem with them. I'll still do stuff for them. It's just I don't have the fucking time right now, you know?
Exactly.
I was at a certain point where, yeah, I had a lot of time, but then it's like you watch the money dwindle down, and you're like, all right, you're just barely making ends meet. You got to do something. Nobody wants to pay you for doing shit anymore.
Exactly. So,
yeah, I'd love to go back to writing. I'd like to get paid for it, but that ain't going to happen. But, you know, when I get some spare time, you know, I get caught up. I want to do my book. That's another thing, too. I was like saying, you know, why do you want to do the book when people are going to rob that probably, too?
Well, there's ways of keeping that from being robbed. It's just,
yeah, I don't want to go fucking ebook or something like that.
Just fucking difficult.
Pick the goddamn thing up and fucking put both your hands and learn how to read.
Exactly.
Simple-minded people, you. That's what I don't get. You know, what is the, you know, you're walking around with something that could break down, in my estimation. I want the fucking hard copy. I'm sorry. You know what's the worst thing that happened to a hard copy? It falls apart, you drop it in the fucking toilet, or it burns up in a fire.
Exactly.
Three fucking things. You drop your whatever you have this thing stored on, it breaks, and then it's all over, and you got to download it again or something. What if it ain't available? I'm noticing a lot of shit isn't available anymore.
I am too. It's just crazy. I agree with you. I agree 100%. It's a nightmare.
That's the whole big change. You know what it is? It's change way too fast. There's no, you know, if you follow the logical progression of just weird shit in general, like, okay, you had records that became 8-track and cassette tapes, that became compact discs, the logical progression of things, which now you can download off the internet. Same with movies. You know, you had that whole progression.
Yeah, but I don't care what people say. The quality of this stuff is still not the same as the original stuff. I mean, even CDs in their compression ratio were still much better quality in its digital format than what's available. People can argue with me all day, but no matter what they say, when you compress something for MP3, you're still losing some of the resolution of sound. There's no way around it.
Yeah. That's what they're bringing these people up on. You download any song you want for a dollar. You know something? Fuck you. The CD player in my car works.
That's right. That's right. I'm tired of that crap.
But I hear vinyl's making a comeback anyway.
You know what? Every Iron Maiden album they release, they do a vinyl version, and I have every vinyl they've ever done, including all the picture discs from around the world.
I only still have all my Frank Zappa stuff, and I think the three original Fugs albums.
Well, you better hang on to those, though, because a lot of that stuff's changed or altered or not even available.
Yeah, I know. And just a question. You know, it is a problem with, you know, you know, as a collector, when you get old, you realize that maybe some of the stuff you'll never be able to use. So what do you do with it if you don't want to part with it?
Well, like right here in the studio, we have a damn turntable, so I could play LPs right here if I want to.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Because a lot of the stuff I may want to play on the station is not available.
Yeah, no, I asked Joanne to download a couple of things, like Frank's episode, Why Does It Hurt When I Pee?
That's awesome.
But it was appropriate.
It is.
So,
especially for her
show. It's going to be interesting, 12 midnight tonight, because, you know, I didn't know what to expect from her. I've only talked to her a couple times, and she's pretty much open about what she does. Like I say, it's refreshing, because a lot of people aren't. A lot of people are pretenders and shit, and she's really cool.
Well, I'm excited for you. So everybody be listening to that at 11 o'clock Central, 12 o'clock midnight Eastern time. Right after this amazing, well, right after the Dark Guy's Displeasure Chest, you'll be able to hear.
Then, we're running a rerun on that.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be good. We've only got about 4 minutes left.
Gee. What do you think of hit off this joint?
3 minutes left now.
Three, two, one. Go to the popcorn stand. Wow.
That's awesome.
Well, what have we learned tonight? And I'm sorry if it was a downer, but my message is very simple. Help someone in need and fucking organize charities. Go out and make sure that the person you're or whatever you're doing is getting it directly. Don't go through anybody. You can find somebody in your area. It's that simple. And again, I'm not putting myself over to be a good person or a hero or anything like shit like that. I just got sick of seeing people in trouble that nobody's helping. Had the opportunity, and again, I got sick of people saying, "Well, I wish I could do something. I wish I could make a difference." Well, maybe I just went out and fucking made a difference for 70 fucking kids, so I can, you know, be happy with that, and that's my Christmas present to myself. So, on that note, we probably got one more show before Christmas, right?
Yep.
Are we doing a Christmas show Christmas Day night, or are you going to be like...
No, you know, got the kids going on Christmas Day night, so...
Yeah.
So we won't be able to do that.
Yeah, Christmas falls on a Saturday, right?
Yep, it does. It's weird.
Yeah. It's just strange when you're, you know... It's strange, and you know, not that I'm trying to look for sympathy and play the fucking fiddle, but you get to a certain point in your life when you wind up, like, you know... A lot of people ain't doing shit. Laws are too strict. There's nowhere to go. You know, house parties. But then, you know, I don't know, it just gets weird. Plus, I don't know a lot of people. And, like, you know, the girls are over in Brooklyn and shit. And it's like, they're way younger. And they don't need me hanging around and shit. And there's literally nobody else. So it's just like, you know, it sucks. It really does.
I agree.
But, you know, what are you going to do? It's really hard when, you know, when you're me. And you're 42nd Street Pete, because a lot of people just don't get it. You know, I get a weird, like, cross section, but, you know, just some people get weird about, well, you know, you have this great party, you know, lifestyle. No party lifestyle. When I go out, I have a good time. I don't go out all that often because there's literally nowhere to go around here anymore. And I'm not, you know, I'm older, but I got that mentality where I think younger. I guess we're running out of time, and... Again, I apologize if the show was a downer. We're going to try to crank it up, but there was just certain things I had to get off my chest, and this was the best way I could do it. So, hey, we'll see you before Christmas, and maybe we'll do something different next week. I don't know. We got a couple people waiting in the wings. I'll drop a little bit of a hint. He wants to come on, but he's waiting for something to happen, but it's going to involve someone who was real close to Linda Lovelace toward the end, so that's going to be interesting.
Awesome.
So we're working on that.
Very awesome.
Plus, we got to get a hold of Sid. You know, a lot of people I haven't talked to in a while. It's just a very weird time, and it's if you can, you got to try to help somebody, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to depend on the fucking government or these fucking organized charities to do it. So sorry if I wasn't fucking funny tonight. But anyway, this is 42nd Street Pete saying stay sick and be cool. We'll be right back.
The booze.